and it is state to state, and it's so complicated. I'm going to give you part of it because I would be doing 2 hours just on provisional ballot. So what is a provisional ballot? Let's say you go in person, and this is California, and every state is different, or many states are different. So you go in person to vote on November 3rd, and you may be handed a provisional ballot. Why? Because a question arises about your eligibility. What question about your eligibility? Because everybody has the right to vote. Well, if your name doesn't appear on the voter rolls, that's happened to me a couple of times through the years. For some reason, my name, it was just a screw up. It was their screw up that my name didn't appear on the voter rolls, or it was a different name, spelled differently, they mixed up my names, or they mixed up my address. I didn't have to show ID. That's the part that I find fascinating. You don't have to show ID because, I guess, poor people, minorities don't have ID as much, and there's a whole world to that. So in some states, if you received a mail-in ballot and you're trying to vote in person, you get a provisional vote. And the whole thing is intended to prevent disenfranchisement. Now, if election officials later determine that, in fact, you were eligible after casting a provisional vote, then it's counted just like a normal vote. A little complicated. In some states, if you originally requested or automatically received a mailed ballot and later decide you want to vote in person after receiving the mail-in, you may very well be given a provisional ballot so you don't vote twice. Now, that's voting twice within the same state. The issue of what happens if it's state to state, well, we talked about that last segment, and it's complicated stuff, to say the least. And this all started, provisional vote started in 1984 here in California. And the dates are kind of crazy. Provisional votes have to be postmarked by November 3rd. So they have to be postmarked by the date of the election, but they can be counted and received as late as November 20th for provisional votes. So you really don't know if it's a really close race in California. All right, so two reasons provisional ballots end up not counting. Because, number one, a person wasn't registered in the state at all. That's 40%. They were registered but voted in the wrong precinct. In 19 states, the provisional ballot will be partially counted if you vote in the wrong precinct. So, in other words, you're still allowed to vote on the national election. That counts. But if you vote in the wrong precinct locally, that doesn't count. And on top of all this, if there are any doubts, you have a right to get an explanation in writing from your local official election official to find out whether or not your provisional ballot was counted. And they have to count them, although if it's an overwhelming victory, and this is where President Trump won't even be able to argue that there was fraud or the mail-in ballots didn't count because the night of voting is so astronomically lopsided. But that's not going to happen. Why? Because there are so many mail-in ballots. That has exploded. Already 22 million mail-in ballots as of today have people have sent in. And the experts are telling us 80 million people may be voting by mail, absentee. In some states, they're starting to count now. In other states, they don't start counting until election day or election night after all of the physical voting takes place. And here in California, you can check your ballot status. Just go into the Secretary of State. They have a website. And that's SOS, Secretary of State, .ca.gov. And after you have sent it in, they'll tell you where it is. And they're very careful in matching signatures, matching addresses. Matter of fact, in some states, they're so fanatic about it. If you don't dot an I, well, it's a little bit exaggerated, but not much. As I said before, signatures have to match. I don't know when I registered to vote which of my four signatures I've used. William Handel, Fred Smith, Jennifer Jones. No, my four signatures are William W. Handel, W. Handel, William Wolf Handel. That's three. There's one other one. William, I just said that, William W. Handel. So that's three. Maybe it's four and I miscounted.